News Talk. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I thought my mic was off there for a second. Did you hear me yell News Talk twice, Copper?
You're good to go.
Yeah, I did. I yelled it twice. And then I thought, am I on? I couldn't tell. Just one of those technology things, folks. Hey, listen, that last segment we did there with Shay Shelnut was a direct part of the number one of the Triple Dipper. Whose state house is this? This is the last day, it appears, of the legislative session. Am I frustrated with the session? Very much so. Less frustrated today, except other things are still happening. So we'll wait and see. But I will tell you this, that transgender therapy bill, I'm personally a fan. And then the other one that is still working its way through, I'm pretty interested to see how it goes, whether the House will truly concur. If they will take it up and concur with it, then that's two major pieces of what I would call social conservative policy that they got passed. Other things have happened, though. Story off of AL.com. I touched on it briefly before Senator Shelnut called in. But let me go into more detail here for you just now right now. Alabama lawmakers, according to AL.com, dated 2 days ago, approved a teacher retirement benefit change and the massive pay increase that I talked about. So the AEA, if there was a winner of this particular session, it's the teachers union. The teachers union had a bang-up year. I have not seen this much capability from the teachers union since before the 2010 elections when we emasculated them. The AEA got their way by blocking all school choice. The AEA got their way by having massive budget increases. The AEA got their way by getting the Numeracy Act passed that puts 900 new, quote, math coaches out there in the schools. I'm sure many of whom will become AEA members. The AEA got their way in a standardized pay increase, which then got increased even further in the same session. How does that happen? Two raises within a month of each other. Well, they also got their way because they changed the retirement plans. Now, the RSA, the Retirement Systems of Alabama, do not think that thing is so entirely solvent that it's just, you know, without fail. It's got every opportunity to fail. There's a provision within Alabama law that requires that the Retirement Systems of Alabama have an 8% yield or the equivalent thereof. You know what that means? Who gets 8% every year in the market? Nobody. You might have 6% here, 3% there, but you're not going to average 8% overall in totality on any retirement plan. So what does that mean? The state legislature has to prop it up every single year with huge appropriations to bring it up to the equivalent of an 8% yield on retirement. It's a massive drain. On top of that, when we first got elected in 2010, the Republican wave, it was so woefully behind that two independent studies, one from Northwestern and one from University of Chicago, both said that our state retirement system was at risk of failing and collapsing under its own weight by the mid-2020s if we didn't make some changes. And so unbeknownst to the members who didn't want to believe it when I finally told them, Dr. Bronner himself, the head of the Retirement Systems of Alabama, advocated for the legislature to increase employee contributions to their own plan. Oh, whoa. Oh, no. How dare you? Why would you do that? Don't you know? Well, okay. Anyway, one of the things that we also did was we have tier one, tier two benefits, meaning that most people now, when they enter into the education system, they can start collecting their benefits. They have to work and they can't draw benefits till they're age 62. Those hired before 2013 start collecting when they reach, well, they changed it. They changed it to 25 years. So basically, you can be, if you enter in right after college, then at the age of 46, you can start drawing your retirement benefits. Well, that's a huge deal. That change takes effect. Let's see. Yep, they dropped it from 30 years. Make sure I read this right. The bill allows teachers hired on or after January 1st, 2013 to draw their retirement benefits after 30 years instead of having to work to the age of 62. Oh, that's right. They changed that completely. So it's basically what it does is it makes the system have to pay out more money sooner. On top of that, if you're a teacher with seniority, you got upwards of a 21% pay increase. Now listen, I have wonderful educators in my family. I have wonderful friends who are educators. I go to church. I have a small group with people who are in education. But folks, we have to recognize that every time we do something like this, it's a perpetual expense. It goes on every year thereafter. And so if you have a bad year and you just gave a 21% pay increase to a section of the, you know, state employees, you can't go back on that. You have to maintain their pay and cut other things. That's something we have to think about. The other piece of this is you would also hope that we would have results. We just gave them a guaranteed pay income regardless of productivity. So it doesn't matter. They have tenure. So it doesn't matter if their school is a failing school. It doesn't matter if their students are not, you know, passing muster and graduating up to the next grade. It doesn't matter if they're matriculating their students. All that matters is they're there, and they got a 21% pay increase. The private sector has never had a mandatory 8% yield on the retirement and a 21% pay increase, ever. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Switching gears here, we're going to go to a quick aside. Jessica Taylor, former congressional and U.S. Senate candidate, will call in and talk about some comments that were made about Mike Durant and her thoughts on it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.